Alright, Metalheads! Welcome to another episode of Metal Verbalizers Podcast. In this episode, I will give you a band that creates a kind of music that is much darker and gothic than what I usually present to you. This is Invert. Invert is a band that started back in 2023 in UK, so this is a very new band. The start of the band was very natural, as I understand it. The guys had known each other from a few years back, and they had been talking about starting a project together, and later they started to meet up and discussing music and new releases and that sort of thing. This was when Invert was created. And the name Inver is a Gaelic word and means something like the meeting of water. All three of them comes from different backgrounds in music. Some of the mentioned genres when I asked the band was extreme metal, punk, alternative, acoustic, and folk. That is quite a wide spectrum of genres, which I personally really like, actually. What is interesting is that even though the genres mentioned are very different in many ways, all of them can be heard in the music. This gives the music a very interesting kind of a sound, because these are genres that I at least usually don't see together. To give you an idea of what to expect when you are going to have a listen to Inver, I'm going to give you a few bands that have a similar kind of a sound. But not exactly. Inver is still their own thing, in my opinion. Some of the bands that Inver has been compared to are Paradise Lost, Sisters of Mercy, Killing Joke, and Host. I would describe their sound as somewhat atmospheric, pumped with a lot of emotion. Almost depressing emotions, sometimes. Together with the sound being very atmospheric, it is very melodic in many parts. To me, it is really hard to describe their sound with just a few words, but because there is so much happening, even though everything from the atmospheric synths to the melodic guitars are fused into one sound that makes total sense, to me at least. The vocals are almost so that they sometimes feel like different characters living in their stories. I have no idea if that is the actual purpose of the vocals, but I think it is very cool anyways. The beautiful cover for the album that they have released is a photo that was taken up north in the Scottish Highlands in a place that I cannot pronounce the name of. Even more special with this place, other than it decorating their album, is that their vocalist, Bryn, actually lived there for several years. So right now we have talked about the band itself, and now it is a good time to take a look at the actual music that the band has released. We're going to start with their single called We All Get Lost. This one was released as a single back in 2023. I guess around sometime after when the band was started. But later in 2024, we get two more singles called Tarnished Sun and Lost Traveler. This led up to the album that was released called On This Earth. It has seven songs, including the three singles, of course, that I mentioned. And I guess that you could call it a concept album, actually, because the whole album follows a theme and sort of the same story. We're going to go through each song and the meaning behind them, because I think that's even more important since it is a concept album with sort of a story. Each word of the descriptions is the band's own description of the songs as they described them when they messaged me about it. Track number one is called Truth. The lyrics reflect how a sense of hopelessness and loss can be a catalyst to drive a shift in perspective and ignite a fire for positive change. The music reflects this with the haunting piano melody giving way to the urgency of the driven guitars. Track number two is called Lost Traveler, which I mentioned earlier as a single. This track is an open letter to humanity's failings. We as a species have become lost, and there are too few of us who realize that a significant change is needed if our Earth is to survive. And track number three is called Tarnished Sun, which also was released as a single. A desperate guttural plea from the mouth of the one who sees. The lyrics are designed to evoke feelings of desperation as a traveler sees the failings of mankind, religion, greed, war, self-obsession, and the inevitable unwillingness to change. And track number four is called Tempestarius. I hope I pronounced that correctly. A hearkening back to simpler times when humanity and nature were intertwined. There is also an undercurrent of sadness to the lyrics, as they highlight the inherent violence and distrust that has always plagued our species. The seeds of our downfall were sown at our very inception. Track number five is called Devil's Hands. This acts as the defining moment in the album, a moment that takes what came before and churns it up into a nightmarish vision. There is a sense of overwhelming dread and panic that builds throughout and reaches its climax to the traveler realizes that they are losing hope. Number six is called We All Get Lost. The anger and the urgency give way to feelings of overwhelming helplessness as the traveler begins to understand that there is no use in resistance. We have gone too far and hope has slipped away. We must now stand up and face our failures. We all get lost. And the final track is called, number seven, is called I Stand With Trees. A sober and melancholy ending as the traveler accepts his fate. His drive for change had been lost, and in its place is just a bitter acceptance that we are all walking alone to our communal demise. There is no other path. This track acts as the traveler's final eulogy and his longing for a solitary existence in nature as the earth and humanity crumbles. Honestly, I would say that these descriptions that was written by Bryn from Inver, the band, even these descriptions feel almost poetic in a way, which I love. That just tells how poetic and skilled they are in that thing of writing in a poetic way, which I love. 5 stars to that one. But normally I would at this point, when we have talked about the music, because that's actually the music that the band has released so far, normally at this point I would have my little segment that I call Erik's Top 5. But in this case, the band has only released these 7 songs, and since it is a concept album, I would say that it makes more sense to listen to the music from first song to the last in order. This is since you are taken on a journey through the album. So at this point, I would say that it doesn't really make sense to have a top 5. Go and listen to all 7 songs. I highly recommend them. Next up for the band is to work this into a live set. They are very excited to do this and are working currently on how they will achieve an accurate and honest version of their music. Together with the hard work of bringing their music live, they are always creating and working on new music, and a new album will take shape, which is very exciting. I think that Inver has a super cool way of making music, and I love when bands make concept albums with songs that follow the same story and take you on this journey. What I also really like is that it is something different other than what I usually listen to. It is going to be fantastic to see how everything will look and sound in a live setting. And the band does actually have a YouTube channel. Go and subscribe to that one if you like Inver. And it would be fantastic if they were able to record one of their gigs. This is so that for those that are unable to make it to a live gig, still can have a look at their live show and see how it will look live. And sound, of course. With that said, when the time comes, I would highly encourage you to go and see them live to support them. Music, in my opinion, is supposed to be experienced live. If you think that it sounds like you might like Inver, do not hesitate to go and have a listen to their music. And if it doesn't really sound like it might be for you, go and give their music a chance. You might be surprised and find something totally new. I know that I have done it. I don't really listen to this kind of music, but I do like Inver, actually. And that has happened to me with many of the bands that we have verbalized on this podcast. If you do like their music, don't forget to go and onto the good old www and give their social medias a follow. That way you will be updated on what's next for the band with live shows, new music, etc. Since we know it is on the way as well. And it's one of the cheapest and easiest ways to support a band and help them to reach out to new ears and eyes. And hey, it's totally free even. If you like what we are doing here on Metal Verbalizers podcast, bringing you new metal to enjoy, don't forget to give our social medias a follow as well. There you will get updates on what band we are going to verbalize next. Sometimes we also talk to the bands and have them tell stories from their experience on the road. We actually have a tour stories up episode that is currently in production and on its way. You don't want to miss this. You can also be the one to give us tips about new bands to be verbalized. We all always take suggestions in consideration when we make our episodes. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to Metal Verbalizers podcast, Verbalizing Inver.